That time of the hour where we took a look at the markets, and today a turnaround Tuesday. Why? Well, let's check in with RML Trading up in Grand Forks, Brad Luck. Hello, Brad.
Good afternoon, Nick.
Well, this was just a classic turnaround Tuesday. Was it the crop report? Was it info from the wheat tour? Why with all the negative sentiment in the markets today?
I think we had a handful of different factors, some of that being the outside markets. We did see the dollar making fresh lows in the overnight session and rebounding here. You saw crude oil trade lower. Dollar came back. Metals were lower. Some carryover from that probably hitting the grain markets, but also I think as we've seen this market run up, fundamentally there's been some concern that we just can't justify these levels. So probably some profit taking as we saw that dollar turn around today as well.
All right. What'll that do to export markets later in the week?
Well, we saw last week really strong numbers, I think, in the soybeans. We'll see if that can continue. Obviously, demand, something that's going to have to continue to carry us through if we're going to hold these levels. South American numbers, I think yesterday we saw some new estimates come out that were maybe a little bit lower for the beans there. Today's number from a private estimate may be a little bit more in line with what trade was expecting. So I think you look at those South American numbers and then see what happens with demand. But overall, I think we could run into a spot where you're looking for a correction or some kind of, seasonally, I think you're at a point where corn and beans could slow down here. But we've had some awfully strong trade. A lot of money, I think, coming into the grain markets that have gotten us to these levels and maybe some better opportunities than we were expecting.
Yeah. So is this an opportunity to hedge or to sell?
Well, I think it's something guys are going to have to take a pretty close look at here. We're well above levels where I thought we'd maybe reach at this point in the year. The volatility that we've seen recently here, it kind of makes it feel like you're in a mid-summer weather market. So you get these levels, I think, if you've done something already, you're wondering if you pulled the trigger too soon. Otherwise, I think options, if you do get a weather market, you maybe have a chance to still catch some of a rally. But with this volatility, if you do see some kind of a correction or a sell-off, probably a good idea to have something on.
Yeah. Now, you look down to, if we're this strong, even though we had a negative day today, if we're this strong this early in the year, could we be stronger later in the year? Should we keep it in the bin for a while?
Well, I think fundamentally, like I said, I think there's a lot of crop out there. We'll get the USDA numbers out next week, and I think most expectations that there's still some pretty good carry out there. If the dollar continues to move lower, I think you probably can continue to find some support here. How much higher we can go and how long we can sustain that may be a concern. But then if you get into a weather market, like you said, we're starting off at some pretty good levels here. How high could they take this? I guess I'm leaning towards making sure I protect something here. If we don't get that weather market, if it does look like we're going to get a good crop, and as we saw on Monday, planting is moving along quite well for all the crops, I want to make sure I've got something in place in case we don't see that continued rally or support.
Yeah, because a lot of people thought they'd never see $10 beans again, and here we are.
No, I look back to some of the conversations we had with guys in January and some of the calls we took from bankers, and obviously a lot different picture here at this point. But an opportunity for guys. I hope the rally can continue. You guys get chances to sell at higher levels as we go forward. But at the same time, I think we have to keep in mind where we were at in January and some of the things we were talking about then. And fundamentally, I don't think a lot of those things have changed. There's still some crop out there. If demand can keep up and the funds keep buying, we can maybe hold these levels. But definitely a volatile and exciting spring we've got here.
Right. Well, the fund managed money, the funds coming into the market, that is the main reason for the run-up. And nobody could have predicted that in January, could they?
No. I didn't find anybody who predicted it, that's for sure. I think the dollar selling off here, the levels the dollar are at, having to do quite a bit with that as well. But they were sellers today, but we've seen this before. We'll see if there's some follow-through selling. It was a pretty, double digits lower for all three, or the corn, wheat, and beans today. We'll see if that continues in the overnight session and through tomorrow, or we've seen this here in the past few weeks where you get one day lower and they're coming back buying again the next day. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe that'll happen tomorrow. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Is there one market, Brad, compared to the other that has more potential than the other?
As far as risk, I think the soybeans, they've obviously seen the most significant increase in price, so that's one that I'm definitely keeping an eye on for some risk there.
All right.
They've all rallied, but the beans have, as everyone knows, I think, seen the most significant increase, so trying to get something going there, some kind of protection in place.
All right. Well, protection is a good thing, for sure. All right, let's jump over to the livestock side. Cattle had a good day. Nothing to brag about, but at least it was to the upside.
Yeah, modestly lower for higher levels here. I think as we saw the grains turn around, we saw a little bit better trade there. We've seen some lower trade in those markets and trying to hold some ranges or bounce back a little bit here, but a better trade for sure today.
Yeah, and again, any particular fundamental reason for cattle going higher?
You know, I didn't see a whole lot today. I think they were waiting on cash sales here this afternoon, and I haven't seen those. So, like I said, I think it was fairly moderate trade or quiet trade, but better here into the afternoon.
Awesome. All right. Brad Luck of RML Trading, Grand Forks, North Dakota. Brad, how do producers get a hold of you?
You can reach us at the office, 701-775-1008. You can catch our website, rmltradingllc.com, and then kind of getting into the season here, we're starting to talk to guys about hail coverage as well. So any questions on that, definitely give us a call.
Yeah, I don't care if it's going to be hot and dry. All it takes is 10 minutes of ice from the sky, and everything is history. So, all right. Well, Brad, thank you so much for the info, for the insight. Have a good rest of the week.
You too. Thanks, Mick.
You bet.